It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Let's freaking go. The face smasher himself, Jack Pyburn. When I've spoken to different people at LSU, they keep telling me that you have come in and made this team tougher and changed the culture. So where did you get that from, Jack?
I think I've just kind of always been like that, you know, even growing up, you know, that I played all kind of sports. You know, I played soccer and I was that kid. All the kids would be kicking a soccer ball in the middle and then I'd come through and level everybody in the pile and take the ball. So I honestly think it was just instilled from me from a young age. I just love playing football, love contact, and, you know, just enjoy playing the greatest sport that, you know, it was ever created.
Why is it the greatest sport?
I mean, there's no other place where you can, like, legally hit someone like that and get away with it. I mean, there's a few, you know, hockey and, you know, rugby, but there's something about football and, you know, the way it's developed and the way the game is, where it's gone and where it's been, you know, just the legacy of growing up, you know, watching your American sport. I mean, there's nothing better. You know, I think it's the greatest sport out there with the greatest fans out there and the greatest atmospheres and most intense situations. And, you know, it takes a lot to be a high-level football player, and I think I got all those intangibles.
You know, one thing that was interesting, your dad and I have developed a really strong relationship. He called me one day to tell me your story going all the way back to high school. And I went and listened to all your press conferences at Florida. And one thing that you brought up that was very interesting to me was you trying to find that perfect position for you. Because in high school, you played a litany of positions, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I played I was middle linebacker pretty much my whole career. And then, you know, they told me I needed to walk down and play edge at the college level. So I trained that for a few months. And then my senior year went on like 15 sacks. So, you know, I'm just the kind of guy, you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it better than someone's done it before. So, you know, got a lot of faith in myself and I know what I've done and my preparation and the way that I handle myself. And, you know, just step into my role now. And I truly feel like an elite edge rusher now, not just a defensive end. You know, transition from linebacker to kind of learn how to play that position. You know, it was a little bit of a learning curve my first 2 years, especially in last year. I really felt like I gained my strides. And then this year, it's just the full package of just seeing the field is, you know, what it is and the game slowing down and feeling violent, faster, stronger, you know, everything that you need to be an elite, one of the best in the country. And I know I will be that.
I love it. So one thing that's fascinating is when you're at Florida, you really put the team first. And this was the thing that your dad got really passionate about, was your injury that you had your freshman year playing special teams.
So, yeah, sophomore year.
Or it was your sophomore year. That's right. Walk us through your Florida career.
Yeah, so I kind of came in. You know, Florida offered me. It was my dream school. I wanted to be there. So they offered me, like, in the last week of signing. No one in my family wanted me to do it, but I told them I was going to prove a lot of people wrong and that, you know, I had a certain coach tell me I'd only be a special teams player at best in the SEC, and I found that laughable, and I like a good challenge. So I went to Florida my freshman year, got off scout team, started and was our top producer on special teams my freshman year, and then sophomore year started gaining a larger role in the defense. You know, was getting worked into the ground pretty hard. You know, still came out there and did special teams and played defense and played all my snaps and, you know, just had – an unfortunate injury, felt I was a little bit overworked, but, you know, that's me. I'm never going to complain. And, you know, that's honestly the best thing about being here now is that I really do feel like the coaches put my interests first, are going to make sure that I'm taken care of, make sure that I stay healthy and, you know, have me at 100% for game day and not 90% because I had to compete so hard during the, you know, the week to try to prove who I am. They know who I am.
So you've been impressed with their exercise science and that because – you were pursued heavily by so many different schools. So I'm guessing all of that data and the workout regimen, I'm guessing just by your answer just then, that was a difference maker for you in picking LSU.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take into account for everything. You know, it's a business decision for your career, but also, you know, if you love the game of football, you want to go somewhere where you know you're going to win. And I wasn't looking to go anywhere where I didn't think that there was a potential to win a national championship. And after being here for the last 7 months, not only do I believe that, I know that will be our path. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to go and play the game, but we have all the tools in place. We have all the players in place. We have the staff in place, and we have the game plan in place. It's just up to the players to execute and for leaders to step up and emerge as guys that can, you know, will a team. Because at the end of the day, if you want to have a great team, it has to be a player-led team. And I think that this team has those elite kind of guys that can get that job done.
I feel this group's going to be more physical this year. Do you feel that way?
Yes, 100%. This defense will be violent. I mean, there is dudes and there is big hitters and there is playmakers all over this defense. You know, if you're not going to go out to practice and attack someone, you're going to get pulled off the field pretty quick, because the number one thing that this defense will be this year is physical and violent.
Let's get to a few questions. Obviously, Jack, for a lot of different interviews I've done, I've never gotten so many messages from people wanting to ask you questions. So we have one in here from Chance. I've seen a few photos with you with the Weeks brothers.
Yeah, no, I hang out with those guys multiple times a day. They're my best friends. And, you know, honestly, they kind of feel like, you know, I've had a lot of friends growing up and they're my best friends. But like those kind of guys, we're just all so similar that it honestly feels like brothers I never had. It's a pretty awesome feeling. But yeah, those guys are my best friends. And, you know, the chemistry that we've built, not only between me and them, but just everybody on the defense, you know, it feels like we're really a family. You know, it's hard to say that, you know, not only friends, like we genuinely have care about one another. And, you know, it makes football play. It makes it fun. You know what I'm saying? Like it kind of feels like a high school team just because of the closeness of the team. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been a part of a lot of close teams and that's been a great experience, but you know, when you truly care about the guys around you, and that's the culture that we've developed here over the last 7 months, it makes you want to play that much harder. And when it gets tough, you don't break apart. You stick together like a family.
I spoke to a family member of someone on your defense, and the words he picked up the phone today and said, Carter, we're putting belt to ass this year. I won't say which player's family member told me that today, but it seems like y'all are just ready to rip faces.
Yeah. No, dude, it's been awesome. You know, we've been competing against our own offense, which is going to be an elite unit. You know, that's honestly why it's so fun. Practice is so competitive every day because we're going up against another set of elite players on the other side of the field that, you know, you can't show up to practice and not compete. So, you know, I think the team in general is ready to have a good camp and then be able to unleash it week one for sure.
I do want to shout out a few people here, including someone that I do know that you know, the former number 44, Slade Roy. I've seen a few photos with you and Slade, man. That's a wild character to be around.
Yeah, he is. No, he's fun, man. He's been around a little bit, so it's been good to get to know him. And you know, he's a great guy. So
I want to bring up some of your best plays. And you know, you seem like someone that just wants to show what you're about instead of just talking about it. So I pulled up a few clips, and I want you, and it'll replay a few times over, walk us through what you're doing on this play outside of just ripping this guy's face off.
I'm just being violent, flying to the ball. You know, I'm always trying to get to the ball. You know, no matter – I don't care what it takes. If I got to jump over someone, do a somersault over someone, you know – how you create elite habits is getting to the ball. You know, first is destruction. And, you know, anybody that steps in my way is going to get run through. I'm just letting you know, like, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm going to get after the ball. I'm trying to punch out of the ball. I'm trying to steal a possession. You know, I'm just trying to get on the ball, because elite defense is hustle to the ball. So, you know, I hope that, you know, my mentality of getting to the ball rubs off on other people, you know, because that's what it takes, gang tackling and, you know, pursuit.
And this fullback, and basically, there'll be a lot of pulling guards coming your way. Yeah, I expect to see the same thing, Jack. Huh?
Yeah, it'll probably only be for like, you know, the first few games, and then people will stop trying to pull at me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that.
I'm just being honest. You know, they quit doing it last year, so I'm pretty sure they'll quit doing it even more this year, because I'm bigger, stronger, faster, more violent, and more experienced now.
When I went through all of your snaps, I watched every single one. This was, to me, one of the more underrated plays that people rarely bring up. So walk us through what you're doing here as the play side defensive end. It'll replay again.
Yeah, so right here I had a slug technique. Basically, at Florida, it meant that I was B gap or B gap to C gap control. So I have to strike through the V-neck of the tackle, which I love doing. I love just putting hands on them and being able to control the outside. Because I'm, in my opinion, I'm good enough to go against any player and be able to control two gaps and two gap a player. But that play specifically, we're supposed to two gap, guard the inside, and then check outside the C gap. So I just struck him, ran through him, and put him in the gap. You know, that's kind of the best way that I see to use that technique is to just push him into the gap, no matter how big and strong he thinks he is, just attack him.
Dear Lord. So on my SEC channel, I just did a film study on the running back, Nate Frazier. He's an absolute monster. And you're able to bring him down after taking on the block. And this was going to be my question for you, because you say all that. I fly to the football, I want to rip faces off. But now with all these different offenses, zone reads, pullers, and all of it, it's also a very big mental game. So walk us through the mental preparation that you go through every week.
Yeah, I mean, you have to watch a lot of film. You know, I watch probably at least 6 to 7 full games of film of the other team, you know, as we go later in the season. You know, obviously at the beginning of the year, you just watch what you can, watch it multiple times over, watch your practice reps. But it's honestly, you know, it's important to understand what the other team is doing. But once you understand football at a high enough level, everybody to a degree does the same kind of things, you know, based off formations, where receivers are at, where the tight ends are at, where the running backs are at. You can kind of determine what general plays you're going to get. So, you know, I think I started doing a really good job of that last year, and I'm still building on my football knowledge, but I feel like it's at a much more elite level than it even was last year. And me being just so much faster, stronger, I mean, it's just it slows the game down even more to where I don't really have to panic in situations. I don't feel like many people are going to beat me to the edge now. You know, I'm running 1.5 miles an hour faster than I was at Florida. You know, I'm just a much, much faster, more athletic player now. And, you know, the development that I've seen over the past 7 months has been the best of my career. And I'm just extremely excited to showcase it.
Let's go to Danny's question here. Thank you, Danny, for your donation. Some of our most legendary Tigers were doubters and underdogs. Doubt fuels me. On a more personal level, what is your favorite Louisiana food, Jack?
Definitely crawfish. I mean, when it was crawfish season, me and all the guys were just consistently just smashing crawfish. I mean, it just, you can't do it better. Just, I love spicy food and I love Cajun food. So, you know, it's awesome. What was the first part of that question?
How do you feel you're an underdog? Do you feel people are doubting you?
I feel like people have doubted me in the past, but you know, it really doesn't matter to me at the end of the day. You know, I've accomplished more than everyone thought I would. You know, I've always, if people doubted me, you know, after this year, the doubt will end very quickly. When I step on the field and people see what I'm about and how I move and the different caliber of player that I am than even last year and the year before, I mean, I'm just not the same human. You know, the preparation isn't the same. The way I've trained, the way I've gone about my business, you know, I'm going to, not only people that have doubts among the fan base or other fam, I'm going to shut the country up. You know, I'm just, that's the type of timing that I'm coming from during this camp and during the season. You know, it's all business. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be the most fun season I've ever played. I got the best friends I've ever had. And, you know, I just feel more confident than I ever have as a player.
Jamie says, Jack, we're so happy you're here at LSU. So really quickly, before we get to me, my favorite clip of Jack Pyburn, it's actually not a football clip. I want to shout out our new partners at Labort Therapy Center in Lafayette, Youngsville, Karen Crow, Morgan City, and Crowley. 5 different locations, Thomas and the crew, Labord Therapy Center. If you just happen to get run over by Jack Pyburn, you're probably going to need some physical therapy. So hit up our friends at Labord Therapy Center. Now, Jack, I need your help. I need your help because I have gone through a transformation. I've taken weightlifting more seriously. So the first thing I want to show everyone is how intense you are in the weight room. I mean, this is just absolutely insane. So walk us through this right here.
Yeah, you know, I told myself at the beginning of summer I was going to hit 550, and I ended up hitting 570 on squat. You know, I hit every single one of my speed goals and weight room goals, you know, this summer, and I was just extremely intentional about it. And I've built a ton of lower body strength. You know, I've always had a bunch of upper body strength, and my lower body strength's never been bad, but you know, I've just built my legs up to a point where they just never felt like this. You know, I'm able to bend and stay stable in positions because of the way I squat, because of the way I lift, and, you know, because of the way I can run now. So everything's intensity. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not intense about what you do, just get out of my way. You know, and I don't want you on my team either. So
what is that you're sniffing? What is that?
Smelling salts. Yeah, my butt. My thing was Bauer got me right with that. So, you know, kind of makes you cry out of your eyes and kind of like just black out, and you just got to move that weight. It just gets you real intense. So I wouldn't recommend that for the casual gym goer. That's more for like the crazy kind of guys.
So I don't need to say, hey, babe, I need some salt. I don't need to get the iodine stuffed out of my kitchen. I just need to just stick with what I'm doing. I need you though to, because the thing about that squat you did, some people just squat it and then just go back up. You get full depth on that squat. Yeah.
In my opinion, if you're not getting depth, why even squat the weight? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not going to do it right, don't even do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of stuff does bother me, because at the end of the day, the lower you go in the squat, and if you do it correctly, you're going to avoid injury, you know. And that's the biggest thing. Like, earlier in my career, you know, I wouldn't do things perfectly. No, now I'm about doing it right. If I can't do it right, I ain't going to do it, because if you can't do it right in the moment, that means you can't do it right on the field, and, you know, you're going to get yourself hurt. So I'm all about building maximum strength and, you know, for my health also and longevity.
All right, Jack. I've
played for a long time.
This is your opportunity. You can flame me all you want. All right. What? Give me your grade on my form here.
I mean, we could get a little more depth. I'd tell you to put your feet forward a little bit more since you're in a Smith machine, so you can get a little more. Your knees are a little bit too far over, but overall, not too bad. Moving it pretty well.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. Let's go. I was waiting, because I have a coach in Tampa who I send it to, and my guy Samuel is actually a PHLR. So he helps me in my form as well. They're like, dude, you got to get lower. I was like, I'm 36 damn years old. I need to put.
That hurts sometimes.
Yeah, I got to put some WD-40 on my knees before I go down and do that. So, a few more for you. First off, it is so important for guys like Jack Pyburn to go follow him on Instagram, right? That helps him obviously with brand deals and all of that. For you as a college football player, how hard is it now when you have all these different like NIL things, opportunities, social media? How hard is it for you to focus? And if other teammates aren't focusing, do you try and help them out to zero in on the main goal?
Yeah, no, I honestly think it's great that we're getting paid. You know, I try not to do too much crazy with it. I try to keep it basic, really only partners with people that I care about, teams that I could view myself really being, you know, brands that I can view myself representing. And overall, just being smart with your money. You know, I've been able to buy a lot of things that, you know, I've wanted to buy, and, you know, it's cool stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, investing in the future, you know, investing in the stock market, saving money, having money for the future, having money if things go wrong. You know, that's honestly the best part of NIL, being able to help your family. And, you know, it's just a blessing. So, you know, you need to use it for the right reasons and do the right things with it. But, you know, I think that's ultimately a test of maturity, you know, NIL. And the guys that are mature handle it in the right way, and it's a blessing. And guys that aren't mature, you know, hopefully, you know, they're young enough in their careers where they kind of start getting it and, you know, understand it. But I always try to guide the right guys in the, you know, the right direction for the most part.
Jack.Pyburn is where you can follow him. Thank you so much, Anthony, the Star Man Presley, Kingdom Keys, man. We really appreciate you. So, Jack, this is what really impressed me about you is when your dad called me for the first time. He talked to me for 2 hours, and he told me that your family has a lot of ties to Louisiana. I feel like that's not being brought up enough, because – everyone knows that you really wanted to play for Florida and you're from Florida, but it's not just that you picked LSU. It's also that your family really does love Louisiana culture, because they have property in Louisiana, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after my stepmom's father passed away, she ended up getting his camp in Killian. You know, she's from the area, from Louisiana, was from here, came here as a lot as a kid to hang out with a lot of family friends here. So, you know, I got a ton of family connections. I'd say probably outside of Florida by far, I got the most family connections in Louisiana. So it's honestly been awesome to be here. You know, I love the state. I love the people. That's one thing I can say. You know, it's a true Southern state where the people, you know, care about hospitality. And, you know, if you treat them with respect, they treat you with respect. And for the most part, you know, the community takes care of me really well wherever I go, and someone recognizes me. So, you know, it's just awesome being in that kind of family environment.
How do you feel about the LSU offense going up against them? I know you mentioned it briefly, but in particular, how have you felt about the offensive line and their growth?
I think they're doing great. I think they're coming forward with a physical mentality. I think their coach has done a very good job of getting them physically ready to play. You know, that's a very strong, fast group of guys. There's a lot of depth in that group, and I think it's going to be really fun to, you know, see ultimately how that O-line shakes out. But in my opinion, I think they're in a great position, and we get to compete against them every day, and they get to compete against us every day, and we're a great group, so we're only going to make them better, and they're only going to make us better.
Who is someone that has stood out to you that's not being talked a whole lot about for, like, us media folks, or someone that's really shocked you seeing their growth since you've been there?
Yeah, honestly, a guy I would definitely say is Don McKinley. You know, he's getting some hype, but he has every single physical this trait year. He has every single physical trait this year to break out. I mean, the kid is a freak, you know, and mentally I'm seeing a lot of progress from him. He's getting a more violent coming off the ball. And, you know, I really think that that's a guy that I'm going to focus on, you know, being in his head intentionally during all of camp and make sure that he's in the right place, doing the right things, because that guy can help our team in a huge way.
A few more. Brian Kelly is what to you as a coach?
A leader. No, he is a good leader, and I respect him and what he does. You know, the things he say, he truly means them. And, you know, when a guy who's been, you know, that successful for a long time, you know, he has the blueprint of how to be successful. You just got to follow it. You know, he's not a particularly easy coach to play for, and that's a good thing. You know, you don't want a coach that's a super friendly friend. Like, you want a coach that means business. You respect him. When he walks in the room, you know it's business and that he cares about us. And, you know, that's honestly the biggest thing that I've seen from him, is just the amount of care that he's shown me since he's gotten here. You know, I go up there and meet with him all the time. I can walk up into his office whenever I want. He takes my meeting. We sit down, chop it up. You know, he's a great guy, honestly. You know, I've really loved him as a coach and being a player under him. And he's helped me a lot and given me a lot of good guidance. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for that.
I also like that Kevin Peoples is like that as well. Have you felt that same way?
Oh, man, Coach Peoples is the man. That's my guy. You know, the things that he's shown me in the past 7 months have made me such a better football player, not only in the run game and in the pass game specifically, that, you know, fixing my footwork, fixing the way I move, fixing where my eyes are some points. You know, he has put guys in the league. He knows how to do it. He has the blueprint. And if you just follow him and be respectful, you know, he's like one of the greatest guys in the world. So I'm just so thankful that he's my position coach, and he's helped me so much, and I cannot wait to have a tremendous fall camp with him.
Is there a player, established player, pro or college, past or present, could be LSU or anyone, is there any ends that you admire?
You know, I thought Chaseon was a great defensive end, but particularly, honestly, like for LSU specifically, you know, Honey Badger and Devin White, you know, just watching those guys growing up and how violent they were and physical, you know, honestly, think as a defensive player, I don't always just look at who the best guys are, like at my position. I look at who the best guys are on the defense, because at the end of the day, the biggest thing you can transfer and take away from a player is their mentality and their preparation, right, and the way their mind works. You know what I'm saying? If I watch a DB, but he's elite at the way he does things, you know what I'm saying? Intentional about his technique, intentional about his attitude, intentional about his violence, physicality, the way he runs the ball, you know, I can translate those things. So, you know, there's been so many great players, and honestly, great players on this team now that, I mean, that I can't wait to play for. You know, with Witt and Perk back behind me, dude, I'm so excited to play behind those guys and have, you know, just that caliber of player behind me. I just can't wait to play.
Clemson means what to you?
It's a must-win game. You know, it's going to be a great test. It's a great challenge, and it's just going to be fun. You know, I just think this game's going to be a blast, you know, for both sides. I think we're going to get after it. We're going to compete, and, you know, I can't wait to walk in there week one and let's compete. It's time to go. I'm just pumped for the game. You know, that's all I got to really say about it. Not too much to say. You know, it's time to get after it.
I think you're ready to say let's go. I'll say it for you.
Let's go. You know, trying to keep it contained, but, you know, I'm excited about that game and the opportunity that it provides, and yeah, I'm excited for it, to say the least.
Oh, man. Jack, we really, really, really do appreciate you, man. I also want to shout out, once again, I said I would reveal how this happened. your dad is just an awesome guy. Your dad, you know, like, I see where you got a lot of your traits from. He reached out to me and said, "Hey, Carter, you got to get Jack on the channel. Would you be interested?" I was like, "Well, hell freaking yes, I would be." And I want to shout out your dad, Bill, and his boating, right? I didn't know anything about speed boats and yeah. I don't think I'm using the right term. Is that what it's called? Speed boats?
Yeah, they're speed boats. Yeah. Yeah. He races boats and big offshore catamarans. And so I get to watch him compete and tune into it. He's got a race this weekend, so I'm excited to watch that. It's up in Lake Michigan. So, you know, I'll tune into that. Hopefully we have a break. Hopefully we don't have practice at that point, because I'd be pretty upset if that was the case. But that day, you know, he calls, but you know, so I'm excited to watch him, and it's fun to be able to watch him do something. You know, it's just awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to make some claims, man. I've seen a few photos of you and Garrett. Well, what stands out about Garrett as a QB to you?
He has an elite mindset of competitiveness. You know, that guy is a true competitor, and he's someone that wants to be great. And the way that he prepares, you know, his preparation and also his arm talent, you know, he's special. The throws that I see him make sometimes, you know, it's just, I understand the hype of, you know, why he gets what he gets, because he is a tremendous player and a tremendous friend also, you know, and a leader. So I'm just excited to play with him.
That Arden Key guy in your background, man, I see a lot of you in him. He was the last guy to have double-digit sacks at LSU. Now, Brayton Switzer was a really good player, almost got there. I think one of you are going to do it. I know Patrick Payton can play. Gabriel Relaford, I don't know if you knew this prior. He's been on the channel before.
Yes.
Gabe is just a monster.
Yes,
dude,
he is.
Dude, he's the way he runs, all that stuff. He's just an awesome, awesome, awesome guy. I'm so excited about this defensive end room. I am too. I'm excited about the mentality. I appreciate you joining us after your dinner. Well, what did you have?
I had shrimp and rice and broccoli and water.
And we start fall camp tomorrow.
Well, we're actually in fall camp right now. And right after we get off this interview, I'm going to be reporting to the hotel. So that'll be good. I'm excited for it, and I'm just ready to get after it.
All right, Jack. We'll talk to you soon. It is so important. You just have Instagram, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I don't really use Twitter. There's some people on there that I don't even bother to look at. You know, a lot of hate you get on Twitter. So I just stay on Instagram for the most part.
Jack.Pyburn is where you can follow him on Instagram. There are so many different things. Do you mind taking one more, Jack? Danny,
I can see it. I promise you the LSU defensive swag is back.
There you go.
Without a doubt.
Jack's got meetings and all kinds of stuff to get to. We really appreciate you, Jack, so much. And if you ever need anything, man, you have my number. And we'll be in touch, okay?
Yeah, man. Appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Take care. All
right. See you, buddy. Jack Pyburn makes you want to run through a brick wall. We really do appreciate him hopping on with us. As you can see, it's really difficult to get current players on because their schedules are so tight. He is right. Yeah, fall camp's already started, but tomorrow everything's really gets into gear. So, but he knows better than me. So I really enjoyed that. Like I said, we've never had a bad guest on here, and I appreciate you guys. Okay. I would have loved to have him on for forever, but I wanted to be respectful of his time. All right. Danny says she wants more interviews. It's really hard to get the current players on for a lot of different reasons. Like I said, I did not seek out this conversation. I owe Jack's dad a lot for making this happen. So I appreciate it. I'm very lucky. I did mean what I said earlier. I spoke to another player's parent for about 20 minutes. And we're trying to work to get him back on here pretty soon. And yeah, so we appreciate Jack. We'll try to have him on a little bit later in the season. And there you go. Mike, we appreciate you. Yeah, H-Town, he is all football. Okay. I've not met him. He reached out, and we become friends via phone. He is an awesome guy. I cannot state this enough. A lot of these players' parents are really, really, really awesome, awesome, awesome people. Let's see. Yeah, I'll pull him up right here if you want to go follow him and his boats. Okay, here he is right here, Bill Pyburn. I'm not just saying this just to say it. If you like this stuff, it's like speed boats. I know nothing about it. Me and water do not get along. All right, I've said that plenty of times. So there you go. Go get him a follow because he definitely helped us. Bill underscore Piber. Okay, he is a PHLer. Carter is hot in that purple shirt. Or do you mean like I look good hot? I appreciate that. Or do you think it's temperature hot? No, I'm fine. I've gotten so comfortable doing interviews now that, you know, like obviously if Jaden Daniels hopped on here, you know, you'd get nervous, obviously, if it was someone of that nature. But, you know, Jack was awesome. I felt pretty good. I talked to Jack a decent amount leading into the conversation. So, yeah, he's a very violent individual. Okay, he's a business. Appreciate all the supers. Yeah, I wish I meant to get a question in about Bauer Sharp. It seems like those two are really close. It's hard to get all those in. Once again, we do want to shout out our new partners for this year. One of many. Y'all, if you've been putting off your physical therapy, Laborde Therapy Center. Seriously, five different locations in the 337, LaboredTherapy.com. LaboredTherapy.com. All right. Awesome people. Awesome, awesome, awesome people. And I've gotten to know them through Jesus, right? This proprietor is a very Christian guy, but, you know, any face, LaboredTherapy.com. Okay. Speed racing. Okay. Now, a few things I wanted to get into before we skedaddle, because, you know, tomorrow night, Andy Staples will be on with us again. Andy and I kind of got into it in last year's conversation. Andy is a real one. He is the biggest college football reporter. He's definitely in the top five, and he's a national guy. He'll join us tomorrow. We need that same energy in the chat at 6 p.m. Central. All right. Next thing. As far as the LSU defense is concerned, this LSU defensive end room has a chance to be better than what it was last year. Savion Jones and Braden Swenson are out the door. That room was really good. But those two had their best season, and Kevin Peoples turned them into monsters. So I understand, like, you hear a player say, well, you know, Jack Pyburn's just saying that about Kevin Peoples. No, I saw it happen last year. Kevin Peoples turned those players into NFL draft picks. It's the bottom line. It's the bottom line. Yeah, Danny, and you know, it's tough. It's tough, okay? It's really tough being a player's parent. It is easier now because, well, you are handsomely rewarded if your son is a major P4 player. But one of the hardest things, and this is very important, you as a parent, when you go see your son play a sports event on the road, one of the hardest things about that is you only see them for 10, 15 minutes after the game. Now, you get to see them the night before, sometimes briefly. And then those players get on a jet back to Baton Rouge, and you have to travel all the way back home. It's hard. It is really hard on a player's parent, especially if they have a tough game, or if they lose. It's really, really, really hard. Okay. Thank you, Hendo. I appreciate it. I want all three of the Weeks brothers. Well, one guest who I think would be awesome, and I've talked to him a few times, is Jacoby and Guillory. His dad is a big fan of the channel. But I've not seen Kobe in the chat in a while. So there you go. Precious said, I need a signed jersey ASAP. Well, if he has a big season. Well, actually, I probably should have asked to get a SIG before. Because if Jack has a big year, the price of the SIG goes up. Randy, good to see you. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the LSU defense after that. You know, I didn't talk too much about the secondary. That was, you know, a big problem. He talked about Harold Perkins and Whit Weeks. You know, what was interesting is Jack is a very technical player. We saw him talk about that play versus Georgia where he two-gapped somebody. And to me, in the modern game, I can make a strong case that a defensive end that can two-gap versus a run is almost as important as one that can rush the passer. And I could get into a lot of different things as to why. So the one thing I didn't do was I didn't pull up a Jack Pyburn pass rush rep because there's not a whole lot of them. They dropped him back into coverage. Now, you can go look at my initial Jack Pyburn film study from way back when he initially committed, and you could see him actually get after the QB, right? And that was when, versus Florida State, they had him out there for actual pass rush reps. So, you know, for me, I really do think Jack's going to be a great player. I do think it's going to look different, though, than what Braden Swenson did. I do think Jack is going to give us an edge that holds up better against the run than what we've had in the past. And for him to be as good of a pass rusher as Braden Swenson, you know, Swenson was ridiculously good, but I could see it. I definitely could see it. But the reason why I picked that Georgia rep is, do you know how many times last year we would give up huge gaping holes in the run game? I mean, wide the frick open. And we just could not stop the run. We just could not stop the run. So a guy like him is almost as valuable as having an elite pass rusher. Okay? Yeah, Chance said that was actually pretty big. He could have picked anybody on the team. Anybody. And I was like, hey, pick one guy that is flying under the radar. And I understand many would say, well, Don McKinley's not flying under the radar. He's a five-star recruit. Well, here's the thing about being a five-star recruit. That's something that you didn't ask for, right? Now, it does help being a five-star recruit in a major way. I think Don would prefer being a five-star recruit than not. Because, you know, the price goes up for you. Even if you don't work out, there's always going to be a team that's going to bet on the recruiting evaluation. But the thing about being a five-star recruit is if you're a more quiet, reserved guy like Dominic McKinley is, then, you know, I could see the pressure of that being tough to deal with. And I'll be honest, if you actually watched him play last year, yeah, you could see it was a true freshman playing defensive tackle. But there was a few brute strength plays that he made, in particular in that UCLA game, that were really impressive. Okay? Really, really, really impressive. It's a pierogi? Is that how you pronounce it? Not a boat? I know nothing about water activities. Nothing. Okay? Nothing. Speedboat Racing recently returned to Lake Pontchartrain for the first time since Popeye's Al Copeland was doing it a couple of decades ago. R.I.P. Copeland's. Copeland's as a restaurant is underrated, if we're going to be honest. Hey, Jaden was interviewed by Pardon My Take today. I appreciate that, Mike. But yes, I appreciate TJ with the super chat. Thank you so much. Let's make sure I didn't miss any supers. Let's see, Presley collection. Via Presley, we had old Jack Besh on the channel. Peyton, welcome to the channel, bro. 11. Oh. And I have it right here. Oh, man. Y'all, I screwed it up. I didn't get Jack to give me his best let's go. Oh, my God. I do it with every... Because there's always something you forget. There's always something you want to ask. And I worked on getting questions together all day. There's always something. And I forgot to get the let's go. Ugh. Gabriel Relaford will always be the best let's go. Always. Always. When we have Jack on after the season... Jared, thank you for the super. Appreciate that. When we have Jack on after the season, we'll get his best let's go. We did not get the best let's go. Yeah, so he said that the O-line took a good, of course, you know. He's not going to say they weren't looking good. But it seems like he was genuine. No, I did honestly forget. I was like, I'm not going to keep him longer than 30 because I knew he was done with dinner and he had to go do something else. The Honey Badger is the greatest number 7 ever. Is he? Or is it Burt Jones? Shadow Burt Jones. Not that I think it's either Tyron or Patrick. I know some would say Fournette. Real ones would say Ali Highsmith. Next thing, I do think for me, I feel LSU is in a spot where defensively they have to feel confident with what they have, even though they're going up against it here with Clemson. The next thing I would say is I feel as if this team... You know, I wanted to ask about special teams because I think they will use him some on special teams. I could see him being the end guy on like a field goal. I don't know. I'm talking myself into this team actually going to win the whole dang thing. I'm talking myself into it. Now, I appreciate each and every one of you. In the next 5 to 10 minutes, I'll answer as many questions as we possibly can. If you do super chat, we'll keep it going. Okay. There is one final thing that I wanted to get to. We're going to preview tomorrow night's guest here in just a moment. But first, are you missing that sweet swing? If pain is holding your golf game back, you must check out the full simulator at the Lafayette location of LeBourne, Therapy Center. Yes, Chase and his team built this simulator to go along with a full set of programs catered to your needs. Yes, this entire team at Labor Therapy worked hard to fix that back, your elbow, shoulders, wrists, knees, toes, it doesn't matter. At their Lafayette location, 337-981-4053. Call today. But what if you don't golf? And what if you don't live in Lafayette? No problem. They fix anything therapy related. Book today, labortherapy.com, with locations in Carncrow, Youngsville, Morgan City, and Crowley. Labortherapy.com, L-A-B-O-R-D-E, therapy.com. Let's go. All righty, so tomorrow on three has LSU as the number one overall seed in the college football playoff. And obviously this is just one on three reporter saying this, that LSU will win the national championship. So tomorrow, to me, on three's best reporter is Andy Staples. I'm biased. Andy and I have been friends for a while. He will make his return to PHL tomorrow night at 6. So have your questions ready for a national college football reporter. Always good for a national guy with a gazillion followers to join us. And it's going to be a knockout drag out. I guarantee it. The problem is I got beef with Andy's co-host. Ari Wasserman. My goal in life is for Andy to have me on his channel. And Ari be there as well. So he can receive. There's just not many. And it's awkward because Andy's my guy, man. I freaking love Andy Staples. Always loved Andy Staples. He's a guy that works out a bunch, but eats a bunch, like me. So neither one of us will ever be like super fit. And we love college football. But God bless. Brad Powers, my favorite college football betting analyst, has LSU as a top 10 team, according to his power ratings. But also notice, Clemson and Alabama both in that top 10. The good news, though, is that we don't have to play any of these others. Don't have to play Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, at least for now, Notre Dame, Oregon, or Michigan. Yeah. I think so, Chance. I think, you know, you have some other players on there that have that kind of mentality. Gabriel Relaford is a lot like Jack Pyburn. I think Gabriel's a little bit, obviously he's younger. Gabriel's a little bit more outgoing of the two, but I mean, Jack's also outgoing as well. But Gabriel Relaford's a physical freak, man. He is, to be that big and to run what he ran in the 100 meters and the hurdles and all that stuff in high school, it's freakish. It really is. But yes, I think the culture of this defense is going to be a lot better, right? They took out a bunch of the rot from last year's defense, and you have a lot of guys that are hungry and really wanted to make it work. A guy like Ashton Stamps, who we talked about, you know, not only on this show, but Blake's show as well. So there you go. Now, don't forget, tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Andy Staples will join us. Big thanks to all our partners tonight. Danny Girl, Presley, and the Presley Collection, Kingdom Keys. Go check out Anthony Starr Presley and his sermons. He is a gifted orator. Blanche, Graylin, TJ, always showing love. And Danny Girl, and it's actually Danny Girl, TJ, and Presley tied tonight for the top super chatter. Actually, I think Presley beat y'all by a penny. So if we double $9.99, what is that? That makes it 1998. So Presley wins the top super chat award by a penny tonight, a pretty penny. Are you kidding me? So there you go. Blake Show is still going on. Check it out, NYS Sports, and we will talk to you soon. NS Power Hour LSU. Boom! Tonight! Oh, dude, I'm not kidding. My Aunt Marion sent me some boudin from Poikapie Parish. Are you freaking kidding me? You didn't know they threw down in Poikapie. George with the super chat. We'll keep it going. If you super chat, we'll keep it going. So I won't leave since you just joined, George. I think I figured out what Blanche was talking about. It didn't have the top button. I kind of like it having unbutton though. You gotta live a little. Got to show off some skin from time to time. You know what I mean? George says, I'm usually at the beginning of the year. You're usually skeptical at the beginning of the year, but I think this team is going to be really fresh. If they play as a unit, we will dominate. There you go, George. Guitar George. I like that, man. Not only are you holding a guitar, you look like a George. Yeah, you see, Mike is holding me hostage here. I got some defrosted boudin I got to go warm up. Now, we'll keep it going. George kept it going. Curious George kept it going. Guitar George. Might hit the hundo mark. If we hit the hundo mark, we'll give out an autographed card. What do we have? Oh, you know what we should do? A defensive end who was kind of like Jack Pyburn. I think Jack's going to be better than this guy, even though this guy is currently a coach. He's Kyle Williams' assistant. If we hit a hundo, we're giving out this Jamarie Roscoe autographed card. Jamarie Roscoe, baby. Let's go. So we are 10 away from the hundo to give out the Roscoe. Goodness gracious. Yeah, George is the number one super chatter tonight now by a penny. Just a measly penny. He beat out the $19.99 by Pressy Collection. It's $20 from George, $19.99 from Star Presley. And we have two 1998, TJ and Danny Girl. But to keep it moving, as far as George's comment, we'll go to Timmy's. Is Garrett going to win the Heisman? First off, Timmy, you got to let me on the boat, bro. I don't remember the last time I've been on a boat. You know what? My wife and I have never been on a boat together. I got to get on the boat, man. I'm on a boat. I will say, I'm never getting on one of those speed boats. Never. Not for me. Not for me. Never in a million years. Is Garrett going to win the Heisman? Yes. Why not? Roll with it. The last few times a returning starter at QB at LSU was out there and won the Heisman. South Mississippi. We go any weekend to go to the islands.
That's good.
You know, as far as Garrett winning the Heisman, you know, yesterday we released our Aaron Anderson film study. It is 45 minutes of just pure Aaron Anderson talk. You know, it's fascinating when you actually go back, and this is why I defend Garrett so much, even though I don't think, because, you know, we thought we would never see Joe Burrow again. And then Jaden Daniels happened, and you know, they're neck and neck, right? Statistically speaking, they are the two best Heisman winners of this era. Now, if you want to use eye tests mixed in with the stats, you can argue Cam Newton is as good, if not better than both of them. But I think those three are different, right? So it makes you say, well, it could happen again. There's something in the Louisiana water. It is of note, though, that Joe and Jaden just never played a bad game. They just did not play a bad game their final season. Now, Joe was literally like shutout perfect in every single game that he played. Obviously, some were just beyond elite, like Clemson, and then others were just elite, as crazy as that sounds. Jaden had like one-ish bad half versus Florida State, and then one bad half versus Arkansas, and wasn't really even that bad, the first half versus Arkansas. And they literally did not have a bad half of football the rest of the way. Not a single one. As good of quarterback play you'll ever see. Okay? Now, did he miss a few that you would have liked? Yeah, but, you know, it really isn't on him. You could make a strong case that Jaden versus Alabama was the best I've ever seen a college quarterback play. Period. So, you know, it's tough, but that's not Gary cannot touch those guys and still win the Heisman. Right? Last year was a weak Heisman Trophy QB season. Really only Cam Ward was someone that you would consider like a Heisman level QB. And I say all of that because the one thing I can say about Garrett in his first year as a starter that I think does apply to him more than it did Jaden and Joe, who are both very good as starters in their first season, but had some, you know, some dry streaks, is that Garrett was asked to do so freaking much. And I know I bring that up all the freaking time. It is so hard for an offense to succeed the way LSU played offense last year. And Garrett got us through a lot of that. Does he have limitations? Yes. Does he have mistakes? Absolutely. Does his lack of true rushing ability hurt our run game? And the juxtaposition from him to Jaden, what was that something for us to adjust to? Yeah, all those things are true. All those things are very, very, very true. But y'all, pressure to sack ratio, ridiculous. Like literally go back and watch how many times we had a pressure not picked up properly. It didn't matter. It just didn't matter because Garrett is so damn good. And you heard someone that actually plays and sees him every day, Jack Pyburn, say, he's blown away by Garrett's mindset. Okay. I don't think he's a hater. I get this question a lot. I don't think he's a hater. Look, I feel going into this year, I have been more critical of Garrett going into year two than I was Jaden going into year two. Because I was relatively high on Jaden going into year two. A lot of that was me seeing the differences. But with Jaden, I had a lot of people that actually know him saying, hey, this is going to be different. Okay. So, you know, I don't think he's a hater. It's just some people have non-negotiables when it comes to quarterback play. And for Blake, who is what was a massive Jaden defender, massive, Jaden never turned the football over, right? So a lot of defensive coaches and defensive head coaches like that. They are, hey, we are not turning the football over under any circumstance, right? But the inverse is that Jaden took a lot of sacks. Now, they weren't bad sacks. I won't go into that rant again. But he took a lot of sacks, where Gary doesn't take a whole lot of sacks. Well, if you take a lot of sacks, that results in punts, and punts are essentially you turning the football over. Now, it's different because there's a field position discrepancy in you punting the football. But, you know, that's it. You know, that's honestly it. But I will also say that, you know, I'm just not like that. Are turnovers the biggest thing that a quarterback can do that can lose you a football game? Yes. Yes, there's nothing really that you can argue against that not being true. Every single stat points to that being true. Okay. Let's go to Graylin. How many defensive line coaches has Jacobian Guillory had in his time at LSU? The fact that the answer to that is a question is so wild. It speaks to, yeah, all the different issues. So obviously, Kyle Williams this year, Bo Davis the year before, the South Carolina coach a year before, who name slips my mind, had the very weird medical situation. And then obviously, the year before that was. Right now I'm drawing a blank. And then Bill Johnson, Ed Orgeron, his first couple of years, and then Jamar Cain was before that. So, obviously Jamar Cain is in the league now. So, yeah, he's had six different ones in his six different seasons. Yeah, true, Timmy, but Jaden was the running game as well. It's just hard to compare the two, but I was only comparing the two because, you know, some commentators are just so anti-turnover. So I think the way you would view how the South Carolina plays out would very much explain who you are as a football viewer, right? If you are a football viewer that looks at turnovers as non-negotiables, then you're not going to like Garrett Nussmeier. You're just not. He's a pro-style anticipatory quarterback because he has to be. He gets into trouble extending plays and all of that. He just does not have the same athleticism as Joe Burrow or Jaden Daniels. So there's going to be turnovers.
Okay.
So we'll see. Now, since Graylin super chatted, we'll keep it going. We're actually right at $5 away from giving out the Jamari A. Roscoe card. I kind of want to just give it out anyway. All right. If you're from Shreveport, comment right now, and I'll send you the Jamari Roscoe card. If you're from Shreveport, because that's where he's from. That's Jason. All right, Hammock, it's yours. Congratulations. All righty. I might be. We'll see. Y'all from Shreveport. Every time I go to the, every time I do something in Shreveport, Pierce shows up and makes a drive. Very much appreciate it. All right, that will do it. Appreciate once again Jack Pyburn. If you can, go on Instagram, follow him, send him a message on IG, or just tag. Best thing to do is just screenshot and tag him in an Instagram story and let him know that you really appreciated him coming on and sharing his story. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be at the Shreveport, at the card show in Shreveport this weekend. I don't want that to get out. Shorty, I appreciate you, man, for sure. All right, y'all. Big thanks to our new partners, Labor Therapy Center, labortherapy.com. If it is in your heart's desire, actually, this is just something free for you to do. Oh, that's cool. I don't get on Facebook as much anymore, but a couple whose wedding I did exactly 9 months ago is announcing that they're having a child. And you know what that means. Go like Labor Therapy on Facebook right now. Labor Therapy Center. Look at that. Now that's a staff you could trust right there, baby. Labortherapy.com. 5 different locations. Best interview ever. Oh, Mike, that's tough. It is! Power Hour LSU. Boom! Tonight! We're doing that Poinkabee Boudin, baby. Let's go. Let's go.